Where are you at now? Are you up as far as Millington?
No, I just come around a curve where the Huckleberry Railroad used to lead out of Otter Lake. I'm heading out Lake Road towards 20 or towards 15.
Connected.
Okay, that's cool. I'm frying up some burger for the dog, trying to get the little bugger to eat something. Man, these little dogs, they can be finicky. Do you ever have trouble with Einstein getting him to eat what he ought to be eating?
Tell you what, he makes this noise, and you know it's because he's disgusted with you. He just sounds like a horse. And that means it's a patootie. I don't like that. He'll look at you and shake his head to do it. And he's telling you in his own language. He's dropping an F-bomb is what he's doing. KV8OOE.
K-E-G-K, yeah, that's hilarious. Well, you can't blame him, man. I try to explain to the old lady, you know, like today, you know, the dog is giving us a hard time. I said, okay, look at the salad you're eating. Would you want to eat this every day? Couple meals or whatever day, every day, every day, every day. She says, sure. I says, no, you would. You would at least have to have a different salad with different stuff on it. I mean, some animals maybe are smarter than others. I mean, I've had dogs that were stupid, eat the same thing, whatever, you know, but it's like the more intelligent ones are like your Einstein.